Well, a lot can obviously change in 2 weeks. You know, we're backs against the wall at 4-6, obviously struggling. But there was something, I think, in the locker room that I felt and I saw that made me feel like saying I think we could run the table.
Rodgers throws late over the middle of the end zone. Wow. Touchdown, Randall Cobb! What a throw by Aaron Rodgers!
Can't run the table if you don't win today. So we're fortunate to get this one today.
When Randall went up on the board, it was a huge spark for us. And we knew that if we got one or two more scores, then we would have them in our hands.
We went to scramble mode, and I was able to pop open and make the catch and come down. And when I tried to get up, I was still sliding, so I figured why not.
Well, that was a good bad weather win. A lot of fun to play in that type of atmosphere at Lambeau Field. A lot of ways, that's the way it's supposed to be. So good victory for us. Obviously, we know where we are in our season, the importance of December football, and especially the importance of this win today.
As a thrower, you love perfect environment, but as a football fan and historian, you love games like this. I mean, these are the fun ones. This is Lambeau Field in the winter that we love.
Lofts left side for Nelson. Leaping grab, Jordy Nelson. He's got it. Oh, what a catch.
You say your confidence in Jordy is back to where it was before the injury?
It never changed with him. I mean, I've always been confident throwing him the ball, any type of play.
I put in the work throughout the offseason to get back to this point, and it's fun to be out there with the guys and playing, and obviously every time you get in the end zone, you got to enjoy him.
He's going through what every great player goes through that first year back from major injury, so I think his performance speaks for itself. Those guys played big today, and they played big when we needed it.
You know, the hamstring in the field was pretty slick. Had decent movement and didn't do anything to create a major setback.
I mean, he's a player. I mean, we've seen it. It's hard for us to talk about because we see it all the time, and it's the expectations, and I mean, he shows up every week.
He's a warrior. You know, he's our leader. He's our guy that we follow, and, you know, he came out here and played through a tough injury, and, he continues to play at a high level.
We know who he is. And we know what we got in him, and it's always it's a blessing to go out there and play with him. And then for him to just do what he does, I mean, it's awesome.
Lofts to left side, Jordy wide open, touchdown!
For us to put together two drives, over 180 yards of offense was pretty special.
It's about us staying on the field, keeping the defense, offense, sustaining drives like the last two games that we've done.
That's what you want to happen, those drives that we had. So to be able to do that, take some time off the clock and then go down and finish the score. It's huge.
Up the middle, fighting to the end zone for the touchdown. The fullback, Aaron Rutkowski, and a dagger.
We're keeping this train rolling. That's the most important thing, is to control the things we can control and focus on us, no matter the opponent, no matter who we've got.
We just need to worry about ourselves, continue to play good football, and we'll see where we're at the end.
Until you win 10 games in this league, it's nonsense to talk about anything else. So we're not worried about Detroit or any other team out there or what anybody's record is. We have 6 wins, and we know we got to get to 7 fast.
It don't matter who's coming in here next week. Our goal is to just win out. That's our mindset. No matter who it is, Seattle just happens to be next.